Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mark Weinmanuel was talking to some of us in the media yesterday, the defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons. He made a really good point. He's talking to you about the new helmet rule and how you have to get your head out of the way, how you have to keep your chin up and lead with your face mask, and how they're going to officiate this helmet rule by leading with your shoulder and whatnot when it comes to tackling, and it's that rugby tackle. Guess what? The Atlanta Falcons are way ahead of the curve because Dan Quinn has been teaching that rugby tackling ever since he brought you on stage that one time and gave you a demonstration, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, they've been doing that since Seattle. They've been doing that rugby tackling since Seattle. My biggest concern is, like, when the play is about to start and they're talking about coming off the line of scrimmage, how are you going to take your head out of the game when it comes to that? Because when you're offensive lineman or defensive lineman initially, that's how you make the contact to engage and initiate that separation that you're trying to get. You lead with your head, you put your hands in there, and then you push off like you're almost like you're bench pressing. So it's going to be interesting to see how referees handle that when they see that happen on the offensive and defensive lines.
Passing game coordinator of the Falcons is Jerome Henderson. And so I wanted a little insight into this rule and about what he expects out of the defensive passing game this season. So I got a chance to spend about two and a half minutes with him. It's a short interview, but we have this to kind of bring you up to speed on where we stand on this. Coach Henderson, take me through what you see in your defensive pass game this year that gives you hope that the team is going to improve upon that again this season.
Well, you know, we got the core of the defense back, and so that's big when those guys can have 1, 2, now 3 years in the system and they can help teach the other guys and talk to them about issues and things that we see. That's a huge help. And then I think the type of guys we have is big, like, because they're all workers. And then secondly, again, they're all helping each other and pulling for each other, and they want to get better, and I think we will.
All right, when you talk about a guy like Deion Jones and being the leading defensive pass linebacker in the NFL last season, and I believe he led the NFL, and that working backwards to Keanu and Dez, and of course guys that come off the bench like Kamal and Rocky, I can go through the whole list here. Who are you expecting to elevate their game up in order to limit the other team?
I think everybody has to take the next step. Like, again, we made tremendous strides last year, and it's credit to those guys and how hard they played and how they worked. And we expect all of those guys to take another step. And then, you know, one thing that Coach Manuel always preaches is bring somebody with you. Who are you bringing with you? And that's really important to us and how we do things here. And it's not just me. It's who can I help so that we're all better? Because we, knock on wood, Deion may miss a play or two. Somebody's got to go in and play in his place, and we want that guy to be ready to go in and function at just as high a level as Deion does, and all those guys.
Jerome Henderson is the defensive passing game coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons on 92.9 The Game, talking a little bit about this new, coach, if we can, the new helmet rule. How well is it understood among all the coaches and the players? Is it clear now what the NFL wants to do with this new rule?
I think bigger than that, it's clear to us as a defense how we want to play and our fundamentals. Our fundamentals are you see what you hit. And so if you lead with that I'm going to have my eyes up and I'm going to see my target and I'm going to tackle with my shoulder, then I don't think you'll have problems. I don't anticipate us having a big problem with it because I think our fundamentals are correct.
All right, I see what the NFL is saying about, you know, not leading with the top of your head, the crown of your helmet, but that's really always been kind of the case. It's the old spearing rule. If I'm a fan sitting at home, what's new? What can I not do now that I could in the past, and what kind of trouble am I going to be in if I do?
Yeah, like you said, it really isn't a new rule. I think it's just a different enforcement and bringing it more to light. And I think in the past, like, players probably got away with at the point of contact that I was leading with my head and using my head as a weapon. And that's what I think the NFL is trying to stop, of guys using their head as a weapon in football. So, again, for us, we teach eyes up, see what you hit. And we teach a shoulder tackle. So hopefully our guys won't be in that situation. But it's now you could potentially be ejected from the game.
With the new rules on ejection, should I be concerned that as a fan that they're not going to be able to police this the right way? We're going to have a lot of stoppages. There's going to be a lot of penalties. We're going to have ejections. What's going to happen?
I think it's a good rule because it protects our game. It protects our players. I think that at the end of the day, it's taken out the 5 or 6 bad hits that you see every year where guys go clean a guy's clock. And you see a guy laid out on the field. That's bad for football. It's bad for everybody involved. And I think they're trying to specifically target that. So I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting to see how this works, Hugh, to see if it does. If these changes help, the new kickoff rule combined with the new helmet rule to limit the number, and we'll see a drop in the number of concussions this season.
Yeah, they're trying to make the game as safe as they possibly can, but it's still football. I don't know how much it's going to help the game because there are still situations in the game where you cannot control, like that helmet-to-helmet when the receiver's up there reaching for, you know, grabbing a pass, snagging a pass down, and the defender's coming in to make that tackle, you know, and you're trying to lead with your shoulder, but your head gets into it when the defender puts his head down. So it's going to be interesting to see how they police that when the season starts.
One of the things that Marco Emmanuel said was that because the plays are bang-bang, Hugh, and it happens so fast, what the officials are going to be looking for is where you lower yourself from. If you are a player, and just kind of picture this in your mind's eye, according to Marco Emmanuel, and you drop your head and bend at the waist, that's a problem. If you keep your head up and bend from the knees to make yourself smaller, you're okay. Follow that?
No, not at all. I have to see it. I'm a very visual person, and when you say bang, bang, I don't have time as a defender. I'm not thinking about my knee bend or anything like that, but I think the benefit in this situation is that the Atlanta Falcons have been doing this for a while, and they have been practicing the old ways of tackling for a while, so this is going to be nothing new for them. So they're kind of accustomed to that. It's like anything, John, that you do. If you do a repetition and you do it enough, it'll become old hat to you. So when you do have a bang-bang situation, you would naturally go into that, you know, bending your knees and taking your head out of it and hitting with your shoulder. But for me, being that old school guy that was accustomed to leading with your head, it's something that I would have to visually see the players do before I could kind of understand it better.
Well, you know, you being an old interior lineman, you know, and you're all pro.
No,
days.
I was a defensive end. I wasn't no interior lineman. Let's get that right.
All right, no interior.
No tackle. No
you were
tackle.
A lineman. You were not an interior lineman.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. But you being an old lineman, let's put it that way, during your All-Pro years and all that kind of stuff, Bryant Young, who's, of course, same like you, All-Pro and all that kind of stuff, is the defensive line coach of the Atlanta Falcons. And I did ask him, you know, how does that mean for those? The point you brought up, Hugh, what about, you know, that close contact?
Well, you always want to keep your head up, keep your face up, and see what you're hitting. I think it doesn't change much up front. There's still going to be a lot of contact and collision up front. But in terms of in the field of play, you know, when you're making a tackle, you know, just always protecting yourself. Don't hit with the crown of your helmet, making sure that you see what you're hitting, keep your face up. And I think if we do it in that way and how we're teaching it to limit, you know, some of the injuries, I think it'll be really, really good for us.
All right, so he's talking about the overriding theme appears to be that we're not to the point. There's something called heads up football, right? Where you have to keep your head up, and they're teaching it in youth, right? You can't lower your head at all. We're not to that point yet with the NFL, but they're trying to teach NFL players to keep their heads up and lead with your face mask. I wonder how difficult that's going to be for some players to adjust to.
That's all I've been talking about, John. And when the way that it's been explained to me. When they were talking about up front in the interior line, that's what, when it was explained, that's what I thought they were talking about taking out of the game. I don't know anybody on the interior line that leads with their head down. I think they're more so talking about guys in the secondary when they're coming in for that blow when the receiver's catching the ball and they're trying to dislodge him from the football. perfect example, Shazier, when he got hurt, that was kind of leading with the crown of your helmet. That was one of those plays that they're talking about. But if you're leading with your face, man, we used to call it putting that bike on them, because the bike helmets used to have that that bike across the front, and they used to tell you, hit with that bike. Don't put your head down. I mean, guys have been hitting like that for a while. This is where, for me, being visual helps out tremendously, because when I think about some of the rules that they're trying to implement and the way that you hit people, I don't recall putting my head down and hitting with the crown of my helmet. I would always hit with my face mask. You always hit with you always lead and hit what you can see, just like Coach Young said. So it's going to be one of those things where I think that referees are going to have to gauge intent, or, you know, they're going to have to make a decision on the fly, because sometimes, you know, when you're getting ready to go tackle somebody and you're doing everything right, you're lined up right and all the other stuff, and the defender and the offensive player sees you, he naturally balls up. And when they ball up, they put their head down, and then there's a chance that you're going to have helmet-to-helmet contact. That's what I'm interested to see how the referees call that when that happens, because that's a bang-bang play.
Well, and this year, of course, if you get flagged for that, you can be ejected immediately from the game. And then part of that new rule is that NFL Replay in New York can review the ejection to determine, you know, or as best they can, the intent of the defender defender, because it could be an offensive player too. Review that to see whether or not the ejection should stand.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.